One, it's a great opportunity for us to worship, glorify God, to honor Him. And it's a good opportunity for us to reflect and evaluate our lives before God. So what I'm trying to say is, singing, while I find it very enjoyable, singing is worship. Singing is serious business, as we read in the Bible. And if you're in my song leading class, we'll talk more about that next class. But thank you for signing up to sing, and I'll try to be very structured about how we approach this, so that hopefully we can worship God and honor Him and please Him and grow together as well. So in that regard, we'll start each of our singings out with a scripture reading. We'll conclude each one with a prayer. If the horn sounds and I'm not done, please stick with me for just an extra minute as we bring things to a close. And so I've asked Ethan if he would to read Psalm 139, if you would.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting up and my rising up. You understand my thought far off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 again. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting up and my rising up. My sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought far off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
That is the theme of this week's camp. O Lord, you know it all. You know it all together. And you think about that, there's nowhere we can go. That psalm emphasized, there's nowhere we can go that God isn't there. Now that either scares you to death, or you find that very comforting. Now it all depends on how we respond to what God wants of us, right? I find it very comforting, and we should. And so I want you to turn to Psalm number 417. This song is entitled, The Providence of God. If there's a song that we will work on throughout the week, it is this. 417, The Providence of God. Read the words with me. The mighty God, omniscient one, His ways we cannot trace. He reckons every good begun and crowns it with His grace. The way I understand that second part is God reckons, He credits every good begun. God's paying attention. And He knows when we do good, and He crowns that good deed that we do with His grace. He's all behind us doing. verse 2. Lo, I can see him in his word, and I will not doubt or fear. My steps are ordered of the Lord. His guiding hand is near. Nowhere I can go, but God's not there. Verse 3. No trial can my spirit break, for God will not forsake. Some difficulty coming along? Is it too much for you? No, because God is there. He will with each temptation make a way for my escape. That's a promise. That's a promise of God. Verse 4. The future beckons, and I bow. My God removes the care. You know, we don't know what the future holds, and sometimes it's scary. But God is there with us. Behold, he goes before me now, and will my way prepare. He's here and there and everywhere in all the ways I've trod. I've never passed beyond the sphere of the providence of God. Somebody sum up that last stanza. I've never passed beyond the sphere of the providence of God. What's he saying? You can't escape God. He's always there. That's a great thought. Oh Lord, you know it all. So let's sing this. We'll sing the, everybody sing the melody together, which is the lead soprano line. We'll sing verse 1 through the chorus, all singing the melody. No soul, the mighty God omniscient one, his ways we cannot trace. He
I never.
comes tomorrow for the whole camp, I want you all to really help carry the water on this as everybody else learns. As the week goes on, we'll try to pick up the tempo a little bit more on that. So I want to sing songs together at this time that emphasize our thanks to God and our praise for who He is. Turn to number 122. There's a simple, basic character of God that He is so good. 122, God is so good. And we need to recognize that. Sometimes I'm tempted to talk about an individual and just say, yeah, he's a really good person. And you know what I mean when I say that. But in reality, the only one who's good, and Jesus points this out, is God. And we really need to hold him up as the one who is good. We'll sing all four verses. No God is so good. people enter into what would be considered God's gates. For what purpose? Say it again.
Protection.
Protection would be one.
To be with God.
To praise Him.
To be with God.
To be with Him. Yes. And so think about that as we sing number 17. Enter into His gates. There it is. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. We'll sing this through two times.
Guides us and peace to be.
last year, the song that we sang throughout the week, many of you are new, so you didn't experience that, but why do we need to sing a new song to the Lord? Seems like we got enough as it is, don't we? Why a new song?
We can find new ways to praise Him.
So we can find new ways to praise Him. And we can never praise God enough. And so the idea of singing another and a new song to give Him praise is what we should be seeking to do. So we'll sing all three verses of this song.
No, no, we don't. Sing a new song to the Lord. He do wonders belong. Rejoice in His triumph and tell of His power and tell of His power. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Now to the ends of the
God has made, the things that we have here on this earth. What about verse 2?
That we are able to have joy.
That is it. That we are able to have joy. I'll be honest. I don't thank God for that very often. Look at verse 3. Read that to yourself. Verse 3. Now what can we be thankful for? Pain, trials, difficulties. How many of you are thanking God for that? I'll be honest. I participated in the prayer class a little bit earlier today, and I was impressed that some of you prayed and thanked God for our pain. That's a very mature thing to do. But why? Why, according to this verse, or even why? Why can we be thankful to God for our pain? Say it again.
It points us to our future with God.
It does. It reminds us this life, this earth is not all there is. It points us to our future with God. Look at verse 4. Read verse 4 to yourself. What are we thankful for?
He keeps the best for us.
Yeah. Somebody else wants to, I heard something, somebody else do?
A hope in heaven.
It's that hope in heaven, the best. That's right. And we think we're thankful for that. That God has kept the best yet waiting for us. And look at verse 5. Read that to yourself. Even the best of times come out to be a little bit empty. They're brief. They're transient. They're here and they're gone. And yet, what he's pointing out here is that though we can have a good life here, we need to be thankful that we have, again, as we said, that the best is kept in store, and there will be a time when we're able to be with God, leaning on Jesus' breast, as it says, when there won't be any distractions, there won't be any detractions, it will be the ultimate. And we look forward to that. Let's sing song number 415, My God, I Thank You, You Have Made.
So be so.
Jesus is Lord. 82. That's all right. 81. 81. Jesus is Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is God. Holy, great I am. Jesus is Prince, only King of Kings. Jesus the Christ, the all of everything. Notice verse 2 says, my all of everything. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, great I am. Only King of Kings. Jesus the Christ, the all of everything. No.
Jesus is saved.
light is to be. Meet together at this camp. When we thank you for allowing us to have the blessing of singing and praising you, we thank you for allowing us to do this as a whole for us. We gather together and hear each other's voices. Lord, I ask you to speak with us that week that we can have our minds on you, not be distracted by the world, the Lord's desires. I ask you to please help us to be transparent with each other, to trust each other, and just to be open with each other and encourage each other. And please help us at the camp not to lose contact with each other. Ask you to please be blessed throughout the week that we can have good night rest every night, and we may be attentive in all the classes. Please be with all the teachers, the babies, and the little and preparedness. Please be blessed. We have last class tonight. We can, I'll be aware and awake. Just be zealous to pray your word.
Amen. So next is block H. Am I right? Okay. So a couple things. We're going to want to get these books, I believe, back in these tubs. So hang on. So anybody have any questions about where they're going next with block H? Okay. I want to tell you, good job tonight. Good job with the singing. Good job with a lot of energy and focus. And I look forward to the rest of this week. We have a question or a hand back here.